There have been calls to remove the cut-off age of 70 for drivers of school buses in light of continuing demand for the school transport scheme and a shortage of drivers. Thousands of drivers are needed every year to cover 10,300 routes to primary and post-primary schools across the country. Adele McAllister has this report.
Every school day, 172,000 children board their school bus around the country. There's always huge demand for the scheme, and every September, a scramble to recruit enough drivers to cover all the routes. It's prompted calls for Bus Éireann, which operates the scheme for the Department of Education, to reconsider the cut-off age of 70 for drivers. Cork driver Donal O'Leary has decades of experience transporting children and was sad to leave his job when he turned 70 3 weeks ago.
They were great youngsters. They were, you know, we used to have our little sing songs on the bus, and, you know, you'd be very conscious. The youngest of them was 4 years of age and the eldest was probably around 12. And I took them to a rural national school, and then I went out and I collected the secondary students. I mean, there are people who are capable of doing that if they're of a certain disposition, and there are more people that are not capable of doing that, right?
The Shannon heard calls recently to remove the 70-year age limit and look to other ways to assess fitness for the job. It was raised by Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher.
And yet this ludicrous situation where you could have someone that's 70 years of age that's not allowed to take the children to school, but that same driver could drive a private bus and take them 200 miles down the road and back home again with no issue whatsoever. In the UK, our nearest neighbour, there's no such age restriction if you pass the medical and other tests.
Responding Minister of State Noel Grealish said the government intended to get an independent assessment on the impact of removing the age 70 cut-off for drivers of school buses.
I can't see no reason why a person can't drive, as you said, a school bus. He only does one or two, or she only does 1 or 2 hours in the morning, 1 or 2 hours, and would solve a huge crisis. Because I know we have cases where buses are parked and they can't get drivers, and with parents screaming for to get buses to bring kids to school. I know it's not under my department, but I fully support you on it, and I will raise it in any avenue I can.
The Road Safety Authority commissioned research on the safety of older people driving buses and trucks. The research was carried out for the RSA by the National Office for Traffic Medicine, led by Professor Des O'Neill. He says in general, older drivers reduce risk by travelling off-peak or avoiding bad weather. But school bus drivers over 70 would not have this option.
So the issue of over 70s who may undertake areas such as bus driving or truck driving is one that lies with the corporation or business that is running them. And the advice we've provided is that the very elements are just that they would be mindful that the very elements that provide the successful safety records of car and bicycle drivers are potentially maybe challenged in a work environment that requires you to go regardless of weather, regardless of day or light, regardless of rush hour, regardless of road conditions.
The Department of Education says it's engaging with the Department of Transport and with Bus Éireann on the issue. In a statement, Bus Éireann said their core value is safety, and they've reviewed external studies which show how risk of collision is increased for drivers of large vehicles over the age of 70. Meanwhile, Donal O'Leary says he's ready and waiting to resume driving and would love to be back driving the school bus next September.
I'd go back tomorrow if I could. I miss the boys and girls and the children. And I don't refer to them as children. They're actually my friends, really, to be truthful with you.
And that was Donal O'Leary ending that report from Adele McAllister.